We have some breaking news out of Western School District. We go to the phone lines. We welcome Superintendent Mike Smida. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, I'd ask how you're doing, but I know I think I can estimate. But as always, when things happen, you adapt quickly. Tell me what's going on at Western School District.
We are just enjoying 2020 and looking forward to 2021. Early this morning we learned that one of our front office staff at the high school was tested positive for COVID. Unfortunately, he swabbed yesterday, so we go back and do our contact tracing to Tuesday. And basically, the entire staff has to be quarantined at the Western High School front office. Well, we can't run a school if the entire office is quarantined. So based on that, and then based on the fact that we had a few cases of COVID-positive students in the Western Middle School with a couple, a dozen or so kids quarantined, we just made the decision we're going to exercise extreme caution. We're going to move our kids to virtual for the next 2 weeks. The good news is we've prepared for this. We have devices in kids' hands. Our teachers have acclimated to distance learning. Our students are getting better at it. And it's just the right thing to do now, just to take the extra precaution and keep our kids safe.
What does this do for the athletic season and the games that are on the docket?
Great question. At this time, we believe this is isolated to our front office at the high school and to a few middle school students. So we are going to continue. Basically, we have a JV game tonight. I have a varsity game, varsity soccer tonight and varsity football tomorrow. We're going to continue with those activities unless, of course, we get a positive case or we have symptoms or we have to, exposure and have to quarantine people. But right now, we don't believe it's reached our student population at the high school. This is taking an abundance of precaution at the high school because, again, the front office has to shut down. How do you run the facility? So that's really the direction we're taking.
Superintendent of Western School District Mike Smida joins us here live on K105.3 with news coming out of the district that due to COVID exposure in the front office of the high school and some middle school positive COVID tests, grade 6 through 12 will be learning from home. And the return date, Mike, is that November 5th?
They can return November 5th unless we learn anything else. And I like what you said, Scott, because this is, at this time, it's just Western High School, Western Middle School. Our elementary schools and Western Career Prep are still going about business as usual.
Would you recommend, and being as that I have two students there, and I know a lot of people that do, if you have a student in the high school or middle school, but you also have a student that's in K through 12 or K through 5, what would you recommend at that point?
At this point, we don't believe our students were in an exposure situation at the high school. And again, it depends. When you read the Jackson County Health Department guidelines, if you're exposed to someone who's positive for more than 15 minutes in close proximity, then you should quarantine. Most of the people that come in and out of our office are standing on the other side of the barricade. They're dealing with our staff with plexiglass masks. So we do not believe that any of our students in our contact tracing were exposed directly to our positive case. So I wouldn't, again, personally, I wouldn't worry about that too much. I would continue being vigilant just like everybody should be right now. If you develop symptoms, contact your doctor and determine whether or not you need to get tested. But at this time, I wouldn't stress about that. If there is an exposure, it's going to be a secondary or even a third person removed exposure.
So the buses this morning are lining up at 10 a.m. for the middle school and the high school.
Correct. And we know that's a challenge. And I really feel sorry for our parents. I apologize. But again, at the same time, I'm trying to take as many precautions as possible to keep our staff and our students safe.
Well, just a heads up to those who have kiddos school of choice. You got to figure out a way to get those kiddos home. But, Mike, I applaud your cautionary steps. And again, it's out in abundance of caution that, you're
correct,
moving to distance learning for grades 6 through 12. K through 5 will remain in person unless you are already distance learning.
Correct. Well said, Scott.
Mike, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.